So now we've got the incremental for this week, and it's the Stone Age. So if you're ready, well, let me just take my sticker off, sorry, and I'll see that I don't get too fast this time, like last time, at the beginning. So ready, the Stone Age, ready. The Stone Age was the earliest and longest period of human history. It began about 3.3 million years ago, when early humans first started using stone tools. It ended around 3000 BCE in some places, when people began using metal tools. It is called the Stone Age because stone was the main material used for tools and weapons. People also used wood, bone, and animal skins. But stone was strong, sharp, and easy to find. The Stone Age lasted for millions of years. During this time, humans slowly changed and improved. They learned to make better tools. They learned to use fire. They created art. They began farming. By the end of the Stone Age, the first villages and early civilizations had formed. The Stone Age is usually divided into three main parts: the Paleolithic Age, Old Stone Age, the Mesolithic Age, Middle Stone Age, the Neolithic Age, New Stone Age. Each stage shows how humans grew and changed. The Paleolithic Age began about 3.3 million years ago and lasted until around 10,000 BCE. It is the longest part of human history. During this time, humans lived as hunter-gatherers. This means they hunted animals and gathered wild plants for food. They did not farm. They moved from place to place, following animals and seasons. The earliest stone tools were made by ancient human ancestors in Africa. One early human species was Homo habilis. The name means handyman. Homo habilis made simple stone tools by striking one rock against another. Later, another species called Homo erectus appeared. Homo erectus was taller and stronger. They used more advanced tools and were the first humans to leave Africa. They spread into Asia and Europe. Eventually, our own species, Homo sapiens, appeared about 3,000 years ago in Africa. Homo sapiens are modern humans. We are their descendants. Another group of humans called Neanderthals lived in Europe and parts of Asia. Neanderthals were strong and adapted to cold weather. They lived at the same time as early Homo sapiens for thousands of years. During the Paleolithic Age, people lived in small groups called bands. Each band usually had 20 to 50 people. They were often family members. People hunted animals such as deer, bison, and mammoths. They used stone-tipped spears, and later bows and arrows. Women and men both gathered plants, nuts, berries, and roots. Life was difficult. People had to find food every day. They had no permanent homes. They built simple shelters from branches, animal skins, or bones. But hunter-gatherers also had strengths. They worked together. They shared food. They understood nature deeply. They knew where to find water and which plants were safe to eat. Stone tools changed over time. The earliest tools were simple flakes of stone with sharp edges. Later, people shaped stones carefully to make hand axes and scrapers. Homo erectus made a famous type of tool called the Ushulian band axe. Hand axe it was. It was shaped like a teardrop and could be used for cutting meat or wood. By the time Homo sapiens, tools had become more advanced. People made blades, needles from bone, and fishing hooks. Tools helped humans survive in many environments, from hot deserts to icy lands. One of the most important discoveries in the Stone Age was fire. Scientists believe that Homo erectus may have been the first to control fire about 1 million years ago. Fire gave warmth. It scared away wild animals. It allowed people to cook food. Cooking made food easier to chew and digest. It also killed harmful bacteria. This may have helped humans grow stronger and healthier. Fire also allowed people to live in colder places. During much of the Paleolithic age, the Earth went through ice ages. Large parts of the planet were covered in ice. The last major ice age ended around 10,000 BCE. Ice ages changed where people could live. Sea levels were lower because water was frozen in glaciers. This allowed humans to travel across land bridges, such as the one between Asia and North America. Over thousands of years, humans spread across the world. They reached Australia, Europe, Asia, and eventually the Americas. Even early humans created art. One famous example is the cave paintings at Lascaux Caves in France. These paintings show animals such as horses and bulls. They are over 17,000 years old. Another example is Almira Cave in Spain. These paintings show that early humans were creative and thoughtful. They may have used art for religious or spiritual reasons. Small carved statues of women have also been found. These are sometimes called Venus figurines. They may have symbolized fertility. Language also developed during the Stone Age. Early humans learned to speak and share complex ideas. The Mesolithic Age began around 10,000 BCE after the last Ice Age ended. It lasted until about 6,000 BCE in many regions. The climate became warmer. Forests spread. Large Ice Age animals disappeared. People adapted to these changes. They hunted smaller animals and began fishing more. They created smaller, sharper stone tools called microliths. In some places, people began to stay in one area for longer periods. They built more stable homes. Dogs were domesticated during this time, becoming humans' first animal companions. Life was still based on hunting and gathering. But change was coming. The Neolithic Age began around 10,000 BCE in the Middle East and later in other regions. This period is known for one major change, farming. The shift from hunting and gathering to farming is called the Agricultural Revolution. People began growing crops such as wheat and barley. They domesticated animals like sheep and goats. One of the earliest farming regions was the Fertile Crescent. This area had rich soil and good conditions for crops. Farming allowed people to produce more food than they needed right away. This created food surplus. With surplus food, populations grew. People no longer needed to move constantly. They built permanent villages. One early Neolithic settlement was Jericho. Jericho had walls and towers showing organized community life. Another important site is Çatalhöyük in modern Turkey. It had closely built houses and wall paintings. Permanent homes were made from mud bricks. Villages had storage areas for grain. Life changed greatly. People now worked fields instead of hunting daily. Farming changed society. In hunter-gatherer groups, people were often equal. In farming societies, differences began to grow. Some people owned more land or animals than others. Leaders and chiefs appeared. Jobs became more specialized. Some people became potters, weavers, or toolmakers. Trade increased between villages. Religion also changed. People began building large stone structures, possibly for worship. One early example is Göbekli Tepe, which may be over 11,000 years old. During the Neolithic Age, tools improved again. People polished stone tools to make them stronger and smoother. They created grinding stones to turn grain into flour. Pottery was invented. Clay pots allowed people to store food and cook more easily. Weaving were used to cross rivers and lakes. Farming brought many benefits, but also problems. Living close together in villages allowed diseases to spread more easily. Farming required hard labour. Diets sometimes became less varied than those of hunter-gatherers. There were also conflicts over land and resources. Still, farming supported larger populations and led to the rise of early civilizations. The Stone Age ended at different times in different places. When people learned to use metals such as copper and bronze, a new age began. This was the Bronze Age, but stone tools did not disappear immediately. In many places, people continued to use stone tools alongside metal ones. The Stone Age laid the foundation for everything that came later. The Stone Age is important because it is the story of human beings. During this time, humans evolved into modern Homo sapiens. People spread across the world. Fire was controlled, language developed, art was created, farming began, permanent villages were built. Almost everything that defines human life today began in the Stone Age. The Stone Age was the earliest period of human history. It had three parts, Paleolithic, Mesolithic, and Neolithic. In the Paleolithic Age, people were hunter-gatherers and used simple stone tools. In the Mesolithic Age, the climate warmed and tools improved. In the Neolithic Age, farming began, villages formed, society became more complex. The Stone Age lasted millions of years and shaped human history forever. The Stone Age may seem simple compared to modern times, but it was a time of incredible change. Early humans survived the harsh environments. They learned to work together. They created tools from simple rocks. They painted on cave walls. They discovered fire. Later, they planted seeds and watched crops grow. They built homes and formed communities. The Stone Age shows the power of human creativity and adaptation. From small groups of hunter-gatherers in Africa to farming villages around the world, humans slowly built the foundations of civilization. Every city, every farm, every tool we use today has roots that go back to the Stone Age. It was the beginning of the human story. Now, back to time. If we think of sound, it helps us to understand this point a little better. We see a movement very much more quickly than we hear the sound resulting from that movement. For sound comes to us at only 1,100 feet a second, as against 180,000 miles a second of light. Let us say that I live half a mile from a big manufacturing plant, so that the sounds which come to me from the plant reach me about 2.5 seconds after the sounds were in fact made. Let us say also that you live another half a mile down the road away from the plant. You would hear the same sounds 2.5 seconds after I heard them, that is 5 seconds after they were made. You would therefore make the statement that a certain sound took place at, say, 5 seconds past the hour. I would say that it happened at about 2 or 3 seconds past the hour, while the people at the works would say that it took place just at the hour. So that when we say that a certain thing happened at a certain time, we really mean that it happened at that time in relation to our own position at that moment. The relation of time to distance and the relation of immediate time to time as a whole are subjects in which people grow more and more interested. Two interesting plays have been written around the idea that everything that has happened in the past is still in existence. The point made by the plays being that a person who has a certain special sense, highly developed, can go back to the past and experience old and past events. But interesting as these ideas may be, there is another and much more usual point of view from which to consider time. For all the general purposes of everyday life, we all understand time quite well. We know that each day is made up of 24 hours, that there are never 23 hours to the day and never 25. We know that the little hands marking the passing of the minutes and hours move on and on at their even rate, and that although they work in our service, they work without any regard to our personal and special interests. They will work no more quickly when life is taking us towards some specially pleasing event, and they will not lessen when their rate when we are moving towards something less pleasing. We know that time influences us in the doing of every piece of work, for all work to have its highest value has to be done to time. The chief who calls the members of the board together for a certain time must be ready when the board meets with the facts, figures or questions which he wishes to put to the members. He depends not only upon his own work in this connection, but upon the work of all directly working with him, from the most experienced man in his employ to the most recent of the office boys. The motor manufacturer must so organise the year's work of all his men that he not only supplies the day-to-day demand to the public for his product, but also has his new goods quite ready for the market at the expected time. The manufacturer, whatever his product may be, must supply present demand and, at the same time, organise future work. Goods made for shipment overseas must be ready for shipment by the date on which the ship is leaving the country. The kind of market in which we are interested makes little difference. Goods must be put on the market when the market is ready to receive them. But the principal difficulty of all planning comes from the fact that we cannot see time. We have perhaps 5 months in which to do a piece of work. There seems to be no need for an immediate start, and the papers in connection with it are put on one side. When the papers again see the light of day, we find possibly that we need information from another person, but to the second man, this piece of work is something just received, and his turn sits on it for a little while, only to find when he looks seriously at the work that it requires the attention of a third party. And valuable days pass until we find that the work is either put through to time as a result of much work and running about on the part of everyone interested, or it is not put through with the resulting loss of money and goodwill. Even when man has done his best, nature sometimes lets us down. And weather conditions hold up trains, planes and ships, and the perfect piece of planning works out less perfectly than we had hoped and expected.